Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and we've been talking about telephone apps, tracking, spying, how our privacy is eroding. People are paying for their own privacy to be invaded. It's just, it's over-the-top crazy, if you ask me, and I don't want any part of it. And I mentioned that I'm flat out not going to pay attention to the news the way I used to. I'm not going to be sucked into that trap. I'm not going to be reading, checking to see if there's a new article. I don't care. Here's the way it is. And you shouldn't either, class, in my opinion. You see, there's nothing you can do about the political scene. There's nothing. Nothing. If you think you can influence what the president does, I think you're mistaken. He is surrounded by people who are highly paid to coerce him, to sway him, to entice him, to mislead him into doing the wrong things. So we're outnumbered and we're outgunned, and they're using our money to do it. So that's not going to work. Corporations are not going to pay attention to you. They're so big that they can get away with building defective products, not honoring warranties, and just saying, you know what, we don't care. Sue us. Go ahead. That's where we are. Congress doesn't work for us. Senators don't work for us. Mayors don't work for us. It's all, everybody has his own agenda, and they're looking out for them first. We can't make much happen. So because of that, I've realized this. I came to that sad conclusion that I can't fix it. So I'm not going to try. I'm just going to do my farming. Farming is number one. Farming pays the bills. Radio doesn't pay the bills. Radio is something I enjoy doing, but it doesn't pay the bills. So I got to tell you that if I were drowning and I said, hey, we're financially drowning, we're going to lose the farm, y'all help me out, I don't think too many people would pitch in and help me out. So number one for me and my family is me and my family. We're going to protect the farm. Radio comes second. And news, that's way down on the list. Emails, way down on the list. Now, I will take care of our friends, and I'll help our friends, and I'll help our instructors, and I'll help our faculty, and I'll help students who identify who they are. But when I get emails that I don't recognize, I'm not responding. If I get phone calls that say blocked, and I don't know who it is, or phone calls to say private number, I'm not going to respond. Unless I know it's Gwyneth. Other than that, I'm not responding. Gwyneth, I'm serious about this. It's out of control.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And the thing is that we are heading into the biggest systemic collapse that has ever been on the history of the world. We are heading into what the Bible calls the days of Noah and the days of Lot. These days were prophesied a very long time ago by Jesus Christ himself, and you can read all about where he talked about it in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. And Jesus said, here are some quotes from Jesus Christ. He said, many will be offended. So how many offended people do you know out there? Zillions.
Oh, jeez. Absolutely.
Many will be offended. How's that for a prophecy?
Class,
every time I read that, I go, man, he knew what he was talking about.
He did, but he forgot threatened. and harassed.
It's like this. He went on to say, many will hate each other. People hate each other. He said, fathers will turn against the children, children will turn against their parents. You know, brothers and sisters will all turn against each other. And the love of the great body of people will grow cold because iniquity will abound. And how did Jesus define love? He defined love by wanting to help one another. And unfortunately, that's happening to all of us. Our love is growing cold towards people where, you know, 20 years ago we would have helped them. And now we just don't care. I don't care. You don't care. And we're the good ones. We're the people who have it in our hearts, or, you know, to want to help people. And we scarcely want to help people. How is it for people who really don't give two hoots about other people? You know, they really don't want to help people. Well, you and I are not into just, you and I sort of, and others like us, sort of do have a bit of a heart to help people. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on air. We wouldn't be trying to wake people up. But you know what? People are settling into two camps. And Jesus said that this would happen. And it's settling into the devil worshippers are going to the left hand. And the godly people, the ones who want to know Jesus and God and who believe in heaven and about the cross, that Jesus died for their sins, they're going to the right-hand path. And that is what Jesus said. He said that the goats will go to the left. You know, I've had goats. I'll tell you about goats. Goats are stubborn. Goats are rebellious. And goats stink. Male goats in rutting season urinate all over themselves. They stink. They think they're wonderful, but they're vicious. They'll knock you down if you turn your back on them for 2 seconds, and they'll destroy your property. That is what the people on the left are like. And sheep, from what I've seen of sheep, sheep will just mostly just graze peacefully in the paddock and not bother anyone. But goats are just nothing but trouble, Vincent. And that's how it's settling out. And Jesus knew what he was talking about. And if there's anyone in the class who hasn't given their life over to Jesus Christ, I know that you have. I know that I have. If there's anyone in the class who hasn't, you'd better get on Jesus' team right now, because things are settling out to the devil worshippers over there and the Jesus people over there. And it doesn't matter about Catholic or Protestant, that doesn't matter. What matters is Jesus Christ on the cross. And if you believe that he died for your sins, that's what matters. It doesn't matter what church you go to. It really doesn't, you know. If you believe that Jesus died for your sins, and if you turn your life over to him, then you belong to him. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. And I've been thinking about what you've been saying as you've been saying it. And we've been led astray. So, for example, I've been saying for a long time, people like people like them. Okay? Meaning, people like people who have the same values. And it makes a lot of sense to me. Years ago, when groups came to America, they kind of settled within the same culture. So there was a little Ireland. There was a little Germany. There was a little Italy and so forth. Chinatown. That's what they did. And I think it makes perfect sense. And then when a Chinese person who grows up in America, an American of Chinese descent, is looking for a spouse, they're looking for someone of the same culture. Makes perfect sense to me. Okay. Same with Italian, same with Irish, same with English, same with German, same with all, Polish, everybody. Makes perfect sense. However, if you watch TV, and blacks with blacks, okay, if you watch television, you will see that it's almost like an advertisement. You too, as a black man, can marry a white woman. You too, as a white man, can marry a black woman. You can marry... It's being endorsed, fostered, advocated, And yet, it doesn't always work out too well because of the culture differences. Okay? When I married Mrs. Finelli, and when I dated Mrs. Finelli, my mom and dad didn't say, hey, Vin, y'all go get, an Italian. Nobody said that. But I knew that what was important was the same socioeconomic values. I was looking for a person who understood money the way I did, who had an education similar to what I had, who, if I grew, in the corporate world, could grow with me, someone I would not be embarrassed of, going to that corporate Christmas party, someone, who just wouldn't make a fool out of herself and me at the same time, someone who could hold up the other end of the board. And all of those things went into the equation as to who Mrs. Finelli should be. And that's what our boys are thinking for who their Mrs. Finelli should be. And it's tough. It's really tough because there are so many people who have been damaged today by the media thinking that, hey, I don't know if being a boy is such a good thing. Maybe I should be a girl, today, tomorrow. And what they're doing is they're flip-flopping. They have no clue because they've been damaged by the media. And then, so if you want to find a person like we did years ago, similar socioeconomic values, it's really tough. It's really tough because of the damage. And then if you look at more damage, the girls in high school, and I was a high school teacher, and I know that the female teachers, the middle-aged teachers, would say to these young girls, here's what you don't want to do. You don't want to do what people who came through this class before you did. They got pregnant, they didn't get married, and their life was very, very difficult because they got pregnant in high school. And then that prevented their education. It made a lot of things very, very difficult. They were told this, but they didn't heed the warning. And I was talking with one of our boys a couple days ago. So what are some of your high school peers doing now? What are they doing? Almost all of them have had children. As a matter of fact, I don't think he can think of one who hasn't had a child. And I don't think he can think of more than one or two who's actually married with a child. So they were promiscuous and they were trapped. And that's what we're dealing with today. So who picks up the cost of all this? Well, those who are paying the bills. Those would be taxpayers, people who have jobs, who are being put underwater because they can't afford to raise their family and other families at the same time, at the muzzle of a gun. Because if you don't pay your taxes, you go to jail, and then you go to prison, and then you get fined, and it makes it even worse. So we are falling down, and I don't know the answer, but I do know that I need to take care of my family, and Gwyneth needs to take care of her family, and you need to take care of your family first. First, that's the most important thing, because you can't fix this problem. It is so big. It's 360 degrees. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. And people aren't paying attention. And I'm going to give an example when we come back. I can't believe it, but I'm going to give an example. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so here's how bad it is, class. So one in four millennials are keeping financial secrets from their partner. One in four. We're talking about things like, a bad credit score, debt, you know, those kinds of things. So 25% of millennials are keeping secrets from their partner. That would be someone who they're either married to or intend to marry. One third of millennials say that they would break up with their partner because of a financial secret, such as a hidden debt or bad credit score. So a third of them would break up, and a quarter of them are hiding financial secrets. That's crazy. When I had a computer manufacturing company in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I learned that husbands had separate banking accounts from their wives, and wives had separate banking accounts from their husbands. And they would say things like, well, that's his money, or that's her money. That's not our money, it's his or hers. That's crazy. You can't enter into a marriage and have financial accounts separate. You know, she would have a job, so that's her money. He would have a job, that's his money. Well, who pays the mortgage note? Who pays the taxes? Who pays for the cars? Well, that's her money, so she bought whatever car she wanted. That's beyond stupid to me. And that's where we are. That's just a speck of what the problem really is. He wants to do whatever he wants, so he goes ahead and does it. She wants to do whatever she wants, so she does it. To the detriment of the family unit. And then you have the children watching this, and they go, well, my mommy does it, my daddy does it, so I should do it. So we're falling down. I do not buy anything. Nothing. Without discussing it with Mrs. Finelli first. Now, does that mean I need permission? Absolutely not. But I think that I owe it to Mrs. Finelli to discuss whatever I would consider buying with her and get her agreement on it. Why? Because it's half her money. Now, did I work longer? Yes. Did I put more money into the pot? Yes. But if I had to pay her to raise the children while I was working during the day and she was taking care of them at night, she would have more wealth than I had. So it's a 50-50 kind of a thing. That's the way I look at it. We're both in it together. Fortunately, we're both alive. Gwyneth, you had you were dealt a tough blow when your husband died. But would you agree with what I said about not buying anything without an agreement with the partner, the spouse? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. My husband and I had joint bank accounts. Mm-hmm. And the few times that he made, most of the time we did discuss major purchases beforehand. But the few times that he went out and spent like $200-$300 at a hit without telling me, I flew off the handle at him.
And you should
because
have.
I said, what did you do? And it was usually something frivolous, like a pair of jeans, $200 or $300 pair of jeans for one of the children. And I would say, what did you do that for? And I wasn't nice in my language. You know, there was potty mouth, and you know, and I flipped my lid, and I flipped it on a public street corner for him going out and spending $200 or $300 on a pair of jeans for one of his children. And we had a lot of children, and this was just one of them. And I said, that was our food money for the week. At one time, we had 10 people in the household. And so I really had to do the budgeting for the food money pretty carefully. And it did cost about $200 or $300 a week in groceries just to feed us all. And that was my grocery money. And that was why I flipped my lid on a public street corner at my husband. And I only ever did it once. And, you know, I don't know that he apologized afterwards. I can't remember if he did or not.
Did he only do it once?
That wasn't my normal. What was that?
Did he only do it once?
I think he only did it once.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It could be another sign that the economy is slowing. The ADP private payrolls jobs report has been released this morning, and it shows the U.S. economy adding around 135,000 jobs last month. That's down from August's revised total of 157,000. And the September gain was the slowest since June. It drops the monthly average for the year to 145,000 jobs a month, well below last year's monthly job creation average of 214,000. The government's jobs report is due for release on Friday. For the first time, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has acknowledged that he was listening in on President Trump's controversial phone call with the President of Ukraine in July, the revelation made during a news conference beside the Italian foreign minister in Rome this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, I'm in the studio here at the farmhouse, and I had a studio in another part of the farmhouse, so it was too far away for me to be near the family during the day. And I wanted to be closer to the family, so we picked another room. And that room had not been finished. I still have a couple more rooms to finish in the farmhouse, meaning spackle and trim and paint. So when when it came time to pick the color for the studio, and this might be referred to as my studio, but it's not my studio. It's a room in the house that I'm using as a studio. It belongs to the entire family. So everybody was in on the decision as to what color paint we would use in the studio, or the room that is a studio, until I decide not to broadcast anymore. And then it'll go back to a dining room, for example. So even picking a color for the studio, which happens to be a color that's very close to what is known as Governor's Palace Tan in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's kind of a light tan, light green, light brown. It goes with the curtains. It goes with the antiques that are in here. It goes with the decor. It goes with the rug on the floor. It all kind of matches it. But that was the color that that the family selected. And that's the color it was. But it wasn't, I didn't say, hey, this is my studio and we're going to do what I want. That's ridiculous. The whole family lives here. And even though I spend more time in this particular room than anyone else, it's still the family's house. And that's the way I look at it. And for those who are me first, and they think that they should have their own account, they think that they should buy whatever they want, regardless of whether it's to the detriment of the family or not, they're making a huge mistake. And that's what I see happening. And as a result of that, I see young people who are rotten to their parents. I mean, I've seen and heard young people curse out their parents, their grandparents. I can't believe it. These are the people who raised them, and they get cursed out by their children. I wouldn't put up with it. I would not put up with it. But yet, people say, yeah, but I love them. Really? Really. I got to tell you, if I were in a position where a child yelled and screamed and cursed me out, I would have to say, I don't love that person. I don't have to love somebody. There's no law that says you have to love your children. And that person would not inherit anything. I mean, how many parents have heard their children say, I wish you were dead? That's something you don't recover from. When a child says, I wish you were dead, to his or her parents, that's something that leaves an indelible impression. That's the kind of thing you would remove somebody from your will for saying. There's not much worse you can say than that to your parents or your children. But yet, yep, people say, and I told the family, and I've said this publicly, if one of our children decides they're a homo, they're out of the will, period. That's it. That's not happened. But they would be if it did happen, because they would be sacrificing the bloodline of the family. All those that came before them, all those that worked and slaved and sacrificed to get to where the Finelli family is today. Not that we're on top of the heap, we're not. We're just a hardworking American family. But for all of those who came before us and made it possible for us to be where we are, to make the decisions that we make, to throw that away, to be a homo, is unforgivable, in my opinion. And if one of our children said, hey, Dad, hey, Mom, guess what? They would be out of the will, and they would not be welcome home for engaging in personal pleasure with a homosexual of the same sex in lieu of continuing the family line in a normal way. I feel bad for those who have heard from their children, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I'm queer. I feel bad for them. And what's even worse than that? This is even worse than that. How can anything be worse than that? Well, there's something worse than that. It's when the child learns that Mom and Dad are breaking up because Dad has a boyfriend. That's worse.
Oh, my gosh.
I know a young man that has happened to, and I feel so bad for him. And I'll tell you what. This young man that would come to the farmhouse, wonderful, wonderful young man. I can't say enough positive things about him. I really like him. And many years ago when he was in high school, I called his dad and I said, hey, I knew his dad. His dad and his mom were, you know, living together. Everything was good. All the appearances were normal. And I said to his dad, hey, you know, your son, he's on the slow bus. He's not a slow child. He knows a lot. The school has misdiagnosed him. They think he's not going to make it. He's not going to amount to anything. It's not true. He's a really smart young man. He needs to be encouraged. How about I help? No, that's okay. I'll be glad to help. No, it's okay.
Wow.
He'll be right. At all the same time, this dad, while having the appearances of being a normal dad with a normal wife and a normal family, was a homo. And he neglected his children in favor of his own personal pleasure. So when you hear me come out and say things against the homosexual revolution, I have evidence proof to back up what I'm saying. I have seen the damage that it does to the family. And there are a couple guys in the village who were homos, you know, middle-aged guys. And when somebody mentions them, the first thing they say is, you know, they're homos, right? That's the first thing that people think. Now, why would they say that? Because it's wrong. It's immoral. It's me first. That's why they say that. They don't say, oh, what a great farmer, or what a great businessman, or what a great preacher, or what a great. They say, you know, they're homos, right? That's what they say. Now, I think parents need to have this talk with their children and say, you know, just because the public school says you too can be a homo, you'll destroy your life for that instant of pleasure, sick pleasure. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, you know something. Look, you know, looking back through, oh gosh, almost 400 years of past lives, okay, I never had children in any of those past lives, and I had two sons in this life, and you know, in some of those past lives, people thought that I was a homo, and it was only because homosexuality was so rife in those societies that it was actually safer for me and my partner to pretend that we were, because we would have been killed. If we'd come out as a straight couple, all of the homosexuals around us would have killed us. And that's the truth of it. And it was Archie, it was my husband, who was my lover in those past lives. And, you know, this is where society's head. People think that homosexuality is okay, it's good, blah, 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 that they're peaceful, happy people. They're not. They're not peaceful and they're not happy. They have a higher rate of domestic violence than straight couples. They have a higher rate of promiscuity. They have a higher rate of sexually transmitted diseases. And they have a higher rate of relationship breakup and breakdown. And they're not happy people. There's, you know, the rate of depression in middle-aged and old homosexual people is absolutely atrocious. It's, you know, it's just really, really sad to see. They're not gay. They're not happy people. That is the biggest propaganda lie ever. They are not gay. They're not happy. They are very, very unhappy people, by and large. And there's only a few rare exceptions where they maintain some semblance of happiness and normalcy, but who knows what goes on behind closed doors. You know what I mean, Vincent? Children are so precious. They're so immensely precious, you know. You've got to realize that this is your genetic heritage going on into the future. And I say to my sons, this farm that we have, this 20 acres, is for you and your brother to be an inheritance to you and your children forever. Do not sell it after I'm gone. Continue to build it up. Continue to work the land. And I want for there, if I could come back in 300 years' time, I would want there to be a whole village of my descendants living on this land. That would make me really, really happy that all my family would have somewhere to stay where they could say, this farm has been in the family for 200 or 300 years. That would make me immensely happy. And, you know, I believe that it will happen because I had a dream one night and I saw Jesus in the dream and he showed me that that was going to happen. And, you know, and, yeah, it's if people have gotten out of that way of thinking, there's still a lot of farms like that in Europe. There's farms around here that have been in the same family for 150 years. I know there's farms in America that have been in the same family for 200 and 300 years. And that's really, really precious. But people have, by and large, gone away from that way of thinking about the world. They're not interested in anything except their own immediate pleasure. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yep, it does, and it's awful. And it's not just in homosexuality. It's in everything. If you watch the Black Friday sales on the internet, on the screen, in the United States, people fighting over televisions. Really? They make plenty of televisions. You don't have to fight over a television. You don't have to fight over a toaster oven. You don't have to camp out in front of Walmart. It's insanity. But yet people are so greedy that they will do that. And they'll push and shove each other for a television.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's just a quick update. Tomorrow, for 2 hours, from 6 p.m. Central Time to 8 p.m. Central Time, I will be on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, and I will be sharing, I've got a list of, well, between 50 and 60 items. The way I do things, we'll never get to it all, but we may do it, a few more times. And I'm going to do the same thing on Friday, hour number two at USA Prepares. I'm going to be telling you about tips that I have learned, tricks that I have learned. Currently, they're called hacks. I don't like the term hacks. They're not hacks. They're just better ways of doing things. I'm going to save you a lot of money. I'm going to teach you a lot of things, and it's just going to be me, hour number two. But tomorrow, that's Friday. Hour number two on Friday is just me. Hour number one is going to be Medicare, things you need to know, what a morass it is. We're going to teach you how to navigate it and how to come out alive. And also tomorrow is going to be 6 to 8 p.m. Steve Elkins and I are going to be on RBN talking about USA Prepares. Not the radio broadcast, but the preparedness of the radio broadcast. Gwyneth, do you have comments on anything you'd like to share with us today in the remaining few minutes?
Okay. In the remaining few minutes, I would like to plug my book, The Lover of the Pirate King, if that's okay with you.
Of course,
It's a really, really good book if you want to get it for the best price. And if you have a Facebook account, you can send, or if you don't have a Facebook account, you can email me at Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, at gmail.com. And if you live in the continental United States, the lower 48, I will be able to get a copy sent to you for just $10. 10 US dollars, and you won't find a better price that for that book out there anywhere. And it's a really great book. And if you want to go to my YouTube channel, just go into YouTube and type in, actually, if you go into YouTube and type in Gwyneth Isaacs, you'll actually get a bunch of USA Prepares broadcasts coming up from Ron Gibson's YouTube channel. But if you scroll down, you'll see some videos from my channel as well. And you can click through and you can get to my channel that way. Or Psychic Isaacs, I think is the name of my YouTube channel. But yeah, I'm also working on a prequel to The Lover of the Pirate King, and it's probably going to be released in the next month or so on Amazon. And the reason why I go to Amazon is because for all their problems, they're about the only print-on-demand company out there that actually produces the book that they produce, okay? None of the others cut the mustard. But Amazon, you can be pretty sure that if you get a book from Amazon on print on demand, that they are going to, that it is actually going to be the book that you think that it is going to be, and most of the others that you won't. And yeah, there's a lot of problems, and yeah, they rip people off of their royalties. They rip me off of my royalties. That's why I say, please order directly from me, either email me or go, if you have Facebook, go to Facebook and send me a message on Facebook. And, well, you can go to, you know, my author page on Amazon, and you can order it from there. And I also have a website, and you can order from there as well. It has a link through to the Amazon page. And my website is www.GUINEITHISAACS.com. Okay? So any one of those ways is how you can contact me. But the best ways are Gwyneth@gmail.com and to message me on Facebook. Those are the best ways. And you won't get a better price than ordering directly from me anywhere out there on the internet. And it's, I know that you've read parts of the book. What is your comment on my writing skills, Vincent? What is your honest comment?
To be absolutely forthright, I have never read anything by anyone that's better than your writing abilities, capabilities, and technique. No one I've ever read is better at writing than you. Nobody. Period. And I mean
that. Wow.
That's quite a
compliment.
Well, it's true. It's
I've been reading novels since I was 9 years old, and the types of novels that I've been reading have been Robert Louis Stevenson, Arthur Conan Doyle, Jean Owl at AUEL, and, you know, these sorts of authors who are the real true greats of English literature. I want to read a book where I feel like I'm actually pulled into the world of the book, and where the world of the book is believable, and this is the type of book that I aim to write. Now,
Gwyneth, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. dermatology right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.